from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Defending it. Jones trying to get free. Into Carly Jones. 6 seconds left. Carly Jones on the drive for the lead. The dump throw by Gabriel. A second attempt. No. Davis comes out with it. And that is it.
Olympics begin this weekend. This coming weekend. The U.S. in a pre-tournament exhibition almost lost to South Sudan. They win by one. The U.S. does. They trailed by 13, I think, going into the half. They were 42-point favorites. 42-point favorites, and they almost lost the game. Would have been one of the biggest upsets in basketball history.
I think that would be number one.
Yeah, I don't think there'd be a lot close to that. That's crazy.
There might have been some U.S. failure, like the 02 Olympics they lost in the actual tournament. But yeah, they almost lose that game. But tournament begins this coming weekend. LeBron's going to be the flag bearer for the U.S. at the opening ceremonies. Summer Olympics coming your way. Opening ceremonies again, I think, are on Friday. Training camp begins on Wednesday. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, Jeremy will be back later in the week. And we'll have some guests from St. John Fisher. Get to do the show outside, which will be nice for me personally. Camp means surprise cuts. Pro Football Network has one surprise cut candidate for every team in the league. So a lot of these, though, are not like the biggest surprises. Like for the Vikings, N'Keal Harry. I forgot N'Keal Harry was even Vikings.
That would be a surprise for people?
That would be a surprise. For the Bills, they have Marquez Valdes-Scantling. How big a surprise would that be? Mild?
I would be surprised if it happened, but it would mean that one or several other receivers like really stepped up.
Yeah, it would mean Claypool or Hamler, right? Like someone on that level showed up and played well. It also could mean, I've thrown this hypothetical out there, this happened with O.J. Howard a couple years ago, where they gave O.J. Howard guaranteed money, and I believe when they signed him, which, remember, they signed him like the same day as Vaughn?
Yep.
When they signed O.J. Howard, they probably had every intention of the world of him being their number two tight end.
No doubt.
And then he showed up to camp, and they probably went, oh, this guy really can't run.
He looks cooked.
He can't run anymore.
Looks cooked.
Right. So, all right, I guess we're eating the $1.5 million or $2 million that we paid him. Because Quentin Morris is better. And we had a couple Kansas City guests on earlier in the offseason that were basically like, MVS kind of lost a step last year. And when you're a vertical threat that doesn't do anything else, losing a step is
a big thing.
That's a death sentence.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I think MVS is on the team. I wouldn't bet right now against it, but if he shows up to camp and, ooh, this guy has really lost a step, and Chase Claypool looks faster, or KJ Hamler looks faster, then
yeah, he'd be cooked.
Yeah, and it's it's 1.8 million, I think. Not some crazy number that they'd be on the hook for. So, okay. But that wouldn't be, like, the most stunning thing in the world. What quarterback that is right now number one on their team's depth chart does Pro Football Network list as a cut candidate?
Gardner Minshew.
Not Gardner Minshew.
Wow.
What was that contract? Didn't they give him a multi-year deal? You're on the right track, though, of, like, I don't know if this is a multi-year guy, actually. I think he's on a one-year contract. Minshew, who was not the answer. Minshew signed with the Raiders a two-year, $25 million contract.
Okay.
It's in the conference.
It's in the conference. I was going to guess Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Surprise.
Russell Wilson is a surprise cut candidate. $1 million in salary.
It's crazy. I think for that reason alone, he wouldn't get cut. Just because they'd rather have him there at that. There would be no, because there's no financial benefit to doing it, I'm not sure that there would be a reason to. It would have to be he loses his job to
Justin Fields,
and then is like a jerk.
Which, where are we at on that? Isn't he? He's not a jerk. He's just weird, right?
Yeah.
He's a weird dude?
I don't know. Like, he would have to do the Marcus Mariota, where he's just like, yeah, I'm not playing anymore. I'm done playing for you guys.
He does strike me as someone that wouldn't just be okay being a backup. I don't know. Like, he does have a. There's stuff about him, right? In Denver, it was he needed his own office, right? And that his locker was bigger than the other guys, and that Richard Sherman or Marshawn Lynch? One of them, maybe they both said it to each other on a podcast. I think it was Sherman, said you had to go through Wilson's manager to get in touch with him.
That's crazy. That's weird.
Like, as his teammate. You couldn't just text him or call him. Like, you had to go through the dude.
Well, when you're married to Sierra, you know.
Right. Yeah, I guess. Like, I don't know. I could maybe see him being a guy that if Tomlin goes, all right, we're going to start Justin Fields at week one, that Russell Wilson would go, no, you're not. I'm not sticking around here if you're doing that. And then they cut him because he won't be the backup. I guess it's not that unlikely, but is that a competition?
No.
How many quarterback competitions are there right now going into camp? Because you're saying no on Pittsburgh?
No on Pittsburgh. I think it's not a competition.
Okay, is the Raiders a competition?
No.
That's going to be
Minshew? I think it's Gardner Minshew.
Not Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah.
The Vikings?
Yes.
Everyone with a rookie probably, right?
Not Chicago.
Not Chicago, right? Because right, the rookie already has it. Washington,
not
probably.
Washington. Who's the backup in Washington?
The backup in Washington is Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, it's not a competition.
Okay. Denver?
Not a competition.
Bo Nix, Jarrett Stidham, and Zach Wilson.
Not a competition. It's going to be Bo Nix.
And then is there another rookie that I'm missing?
McCarthy
and Darnold?
Darnold, I think that's a competition. Penix is, it's not a competition. Kirk Cousins is starting.
Yep. Yep. So Darnold might be the favorite right now, wouldn't he? To be their starter week one?
I would.
Bridge guy?
Think so.
Okay.
But?
Does that have to go terrible?
For Darnold?
For Darnold?
No.
We haven't seen him in a couple of years, and the last time we did was in Carolina, which I think everyone now realizes is a train wreck of an organization to play for with no help. So, and before that, with the Jets, he didn't have anything. We never got to see him in San Francisco. He's got Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
And the coach is pretty good, I think.
Addison, Hockenson. I mean, it's in a good offensive line and a good offensive-minded head coach.
Yep.
Yeah, a decent run game. I mean, they've got Aaron Jones and Ty Chandler. They've got a good defense. It does not have to go poorly there at all for him. If you told me that at the end of the year that Darnold ended up starting 17 games and they were a wild card out, they made it to the playoffs and lost in the wild card, I wouldn't be totally surprised by that.
Well, part of that is the NFC is seen as being weaker, right? And the quarterback talent level especially is seen as being weaker.
But they're in a gauntlet of division.
Yeah, they're fourth right now, I bet, in the odds. I don't have it in front of me, But
probably
Chicago's
got
to be probably ahead of them, though.
Just below Chicago would be my guess.
And then Green Bay and Detroit are definitely above.
Detroit's the favorite. Green Bay second.
Yeah, that's a tough division.
It's a really tough division.
So, yeah, I don't know how, how the upside is there.
Green Bay's very good.
Green Bay's very good.
But I think, you know, obviously Detroit's a Super Bowl contender.
Can
I don't know if Green Bay is.
Can I give you one other quarterback room to keep an eye on?
Who was the quarterback that was a cut candidate? Oh, so, okay, we said
that. Russell Wilson.
Yep, okay.
Russell Wilson. And that would only be if Fields just shows up and wins the job.
And I just,
which, by the way, like, I'm not a real believer in him. I think he's a great runner. He's a great athlete. But anyone that studies quarterbacks, like reading defenses and knowing when, or like being able to not take sacks, accuracy stuff, everyone's like, this dude just takes sack after sack.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are his fault, and he misses open receivers. He's an insane athlete, and he gets away with a lot of stuff because he's an insane athlete, but there isn't any developing going on here. Like, he's not getting any better at this stuff that he was bad at coming out of college.
I don't think it's a competition in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And I also say, I would love to have him as Josh Allen's backup next year.
Justin Fields?
Yeah. I think he turns into a premier backup quarterback in the league because he's the kind of perfect example of a quarterback that could step in and be help you win games because of his running ability.
I think I would want to say yes to that and agree with you. I think he would drive me nuts on this team.
Yeah?
Just turning down open receivers, or not seeing them really, taking sacks. But in theory, I'm going to agree with you because mostly what I want out of a backup quarterback is, can the guy run?
Yep.
Because there's no backup quarterback in the league that's going to win you games with his arm. Because if they did, they'd be a starter.
They'd be a starter.
So give me a backup that can do something off script.
He might
because
be
that's
the
it.
Ideal
that's all I
backup.
Need.
He might be the ideal backup.
All right. The other quarterback room I want to throw at you. Keep an eye on Cleveland. And here's why. Do you know what their quarterback room is, by the way, right now?
It is Watson and, it's somebody interesting.
It is someone interesting.
It's not Flacco.
Nope, he's in Indy. Flacco's in Indy.
Who is it?
This team he's fourth.
Really?
Dorian Thompson-Robinson is fourth in Cleveland. They went out and added two former Pro Bowl quarterbacks to their quarterback room. Actually, did one of them make the Pro Bowl? I know the other one did. One of them is Tyler Huntley.
Okay.
And yeah. He would right now be penciled in as the number three.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy's a Pro Bowler too. So they added two Pro Bowl quarterbacks in the offseason to go behind Deshaun Watson. Tyler Huntley and Jameis Winston.
Oh, that's right, Winston. I forgot.
Jameis is in Cleveland.
Yes, I forgot about that.
And they also brought in Huntley. Huntley is, wouldn't you call him a good number two? Isn't he exactly what we just described? Like,
running,
he's not
going to
win you with his arm, but he runs and he's won some games. What's his record in Baltimore? Probably like 500. He should have won the playoff game against Cincinnati before the Bills played the Bengals and lost here. Baltimore should have won that game. The only reason they didn't is Huntley decided, oh, I'm going to sneak it from the two, and he fumbled and they took it back 98 yards for a touchdown.
Right.
I guess he's not 500. He's 3-6. Either way. He was 2-2 the year they made the playoffs. That was what I'm thinking of. So Huntley is there, and Jameis is there. And I was reading about Watson because I have him on, you know, I'm in some of these drafts now, so I'm a little more plugged into, like, injury stuff coming out of the offseason and whatnot. And Watson, who got shut down in October with a right shoulder injury.
Still not throwing?
Is still not throwing at 100% and is still not all the way back. And I don't know, there's some stuff out there of like, keep an eye on this. Like, this could be something he never comes back from. Remember Newton?
Yeah.
Newton had a shoulder injury that I think he sustained in the car accident
he did.
Got in.
Yep.
And throwing-wise, he was
never the same.
Never the same.
Not even close to the same.
And it didn't take him long to go from, oh, he's Cam Newton, he's a starting quarterback, at least in the league, to, oh no, he's just $700,000 for the New England Patriots to be the starter, otherwise he's a backup.
Yep.
Right? And Watson, who didn't even look good last year when he was healthy, he wasn't throwing the ball hard. He might have already been shot. Now he's got a right shoulder thing that he is, like, 10 months later, still not throwing right. And again, the Browns are not talking like this, but their actions are talking like it. Because why did you think you needed both Jameis Winston and Tyler Huntley this offseason if you weren't at least a little bit concerned about Deshaun Watson's shoulder and his health status coming out of last year?
And
they brought in two backups, not one.
I thought it was pretty remarkable to see how much better that offense was when Joe Flacco came in.
It was, until the playoff game, it looked great.
It looked
what
like...
What was the game? Was there a Thursday night game that they lit the world on fire?
Yes.
The Jets.
Jets.
The Jets
the
defense.
The vaunted Jets defense, yes.
He lit them up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, don't you think Jameis would kind of look like Flacco did last year? Jameis is one of those guys where he's just fringe starter. And he hasn't really had a chance since Tampa. He got a couple games with New Orleans, and he did pretty well. But then he got hurt, and they liked Dalton, so they kept him in. All I'm saying is just Cleveland's the one other quarterback room that I would keep an eye on in camp. Not because they'd have an open competition. They committed $50 million a year to Deshaun Watson. That's another part of this. This is where I'm kind of thinking that this might go south. Cleveland, after seeing what Watson looked like and the headache that he has been since the day they signed him and deservedly got all the criticism they did, I wonder if there is some out in his contract that's injury related. Not for money. They probably have to pay him no matter what. But do they think they could get out of the cap hit? Because he is locked. They are locked into paying him on the cap, not even just real money. But the cap hit for him, you know, like the Bills will like massage Allen's contract. They'll like move bonus money around. They'll restructure stuff with Josh Allen where, oh, he's getting paid a giant sum of money this year, but his cap hit's like $30 million. Like they'll find a way to lower it. The Browns like can't do that with Watson. He's just $50 million on their books, I think, like every year, as long as he's there. So any incentive, anything that could say, hey, he's cooked, can't throw the ball anymore. This year, he's a $63.7 million cap hit.
63.9 and then 63.9 the next 2 years.
After this year?
Yes. $46 million guaranteed for the next three seasons. There are no outs. There's a void year in 2027. They could, if they really needed to, I don't even know that you could restructure because it's guaranteed.
Right. Which is why I'm wondering if they think, is there some path injury-wise that could get us out of this?
There is a $200 million dead cap hit this year if they move on. A $136 million cap hit if they were to move on next year. And a $72.9 million cap hit in 2026 at age 31.
Wild.
Right now.
They deserve all of this, by
the way. Yes, they do. Right now. Even if nothing changes and Watson is who he is, it will go down as one of the worst contracts ever. And couldn't be happier that it happened to them about it.
Oh, it was gross. Totally gross when they did it. I also would want to say, I think the AFC as a whole is got a little lucky that this went so south for them. Because last year, they won 11. Before the year, and a lot of this for me was projecting that Watson would get back into form. Because we just have never seen a 27-year-old quarterback. Even Michael Vick, when he went to jail for a year, came back and he was Michael Vick. I thought Watson would be Watson, or 80% of Watson. He wasn't. He was like 20% of Watson. And they went through six quarterbacks and still won 11 games. Number one defense in football. And really anywhere you look going into this year, they're thought of, once again, is they're either the best defense in football or they're like top three. But you think the Jets' defense is good. The Browns have had a better defense the last 2 years than the Jets have, even with Saleh. They finally found the combo with Jim Schwartz. And the one thing right now that keeps them from being this daunting Super Bowl contender, along with the Chiefs and the Ravens and the Bengals and the Bills, is they are right now, it seems like they're nowhere at quarterback. Honestly, I think I'd be more afraid of them if today it got announced that Watson's shoulder is completely destroyed. He's never going to throw again. He's toast. If that got announced today, I'd be more afraid of the Browns.
Because they...
With Winston at quarterback.
Sure.
If I just knew right now Jameis Winston is their quarterback for the whole year, I would take them more seriously as like a real contender. Mm-hmm. I don't think they would be on the Chiefs level, the Ravens level, but you know, the Dolphins, Jets level. Could be a playoff team. The best defense in football going with some good receivers and a quarterback that... I know Winston's going to lose you some games, but he might win you some,
is
too.
Is he the best backup quarterback or the best name?
He's a different type of backup quarterback.
Yes, he is.
Because he's a crazy person.
Yeah, very different type of backup quarterback.
Last year, he got in for a quarter with New Orleans, and like the first drive he had, it was a touchdown. A.T. Perry, I believe, was the guy who caught it. Don't ask me why I remember that. He scrambled left, and Winston's looking around, and he looks back across right corner of the end zone. He's on the 30-yard line. So this is like a 70-yard pass, it feels like. And Winston just uncorks it. He's just like, I'm going to throw it all the way across the field to the other end of the end zone. And his guy did come down with it. Is he the best backup in the league? He might be. I'll defend my guy, Tyrod. Tyrod gets hurt, though, now. Yeah, he's one of them. The Browns room. Just saying. Keep an eye on it. The Chiefs, by the way, did you see Carson Wentz almost slipped on a mat?
Kevin Cobb.
Yeah.
He's on a Kevin Cobb trajectory anyways, so.
Carson Wentz's?
Yeah.
Former failed Eagles starter that's now just a backup?
Yep.
803-0550 is the phone number. We got the Extra Point Show coming up at 10 o'clock. Your phone calls welcome here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, those things just take time when you're talking about the amount of money involved. And, of course, we're trying to a little bit play Houdini and how to keep all these guys around Dak and keep these players we were fortunate enough to draft. And, you know, when you start stacking them up like that, you know, it's a challenge. It's not that it's not doable, but you certainly got to, you know, have some give and take.
That is Stephen Jones, president of the Cowboys, said it would have to be a bit of a Houdini to keep all the stars around Dak Prescott. Dak, by the way, needs a contract too. And he's referring to CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons. We got in this for only like a minute at the end of the 8 o'clock hour. Is it so easy? How difficult a question is this? If you're the Bills, if you're Brandon Bean, and you've got all this potential cap space that could become available to you next offseason, like they're set up pretty well for the 2025 offseason?
2026, they have $58 million.
Okay, even better the year after.
So it gets...
Well, usually these big contracts, too, year one is smaller. So the years you want to worry about the big, big money is after that anyway. If you're the Bills, if you're Brandon Bean, and you are, all right, a little bit of a reset year, we're going to do the best we can. We might win, but we're not going all in on any big name right now because we got more assets to do something like that next year when there could be better ideas available than just Brandon Ayuk, who isn't that it right now? Like, impact player you could get your hands on right now, Brandon Ayuk feels like the only one in the league. Next offseason, there could be a dozen. Who knows? If you're Brandon Bean and your eyes are set on next offseason to do something big, who of those two are you hoping becomes available enough that you could court? Micah Parsons, CeeDee Lamb? Because that sounded to me like someone that is not all that sure that they're going to lock up both of those players. It's nuts to me that they wouldn't. But Lamb or Parsons? You can get your hands on one of them.
If I'm being honest, it feels like if the Cowboys are just... Based on what I know about how the first negotiations with Dak went, it would feel like they'd first move on from Dak, then move on from CD.
Sounds like is they're talking like Dak's staying, and then they're picking between their other stars two. For who to keep around him. Right?
If I was the Bills and I had the ability to negotiate with either of those players and set the market, which is likely what you'd have to do for either player, is set the market. Give me Parsons all day. I know everyone would love to have that number one receiver.
The Lamb Bills are with drafting Allen in the 20s. Would be incredible.
The Bills drafting in the 20s. You can find yourself a very good wide receiver there. I don't know that you'll ever be able to get your hands drafting in the 20s on the type of elite talent that Micah Parsons is.
He did go well. He was like 12th.
And there was
a little earlier. It also... I think it's going to be hard for me to say no to the receiver in this situation always, but what would the Bills want to do? The Bills have been trying since Brandon Bean got here.
Defensive end.
To find the elite number one pass rusher.
Yep.
And they had it for, of the, how many seasons has Brandon Bean been here? 2017 to right now?
This is his seventh year, right?
Seventh year?
Eighth year.
We're talking like 100 games probably.
Yeah,
that they've played. Maybe more than that because of playoff games too, right? Like more than 100 games. They've had the number one pass rusher they've wanted for 8 of them.
Yeah,
half a year with Von Miller.
Yep.
They have been desperately trying to find this guy every other year. The money they've spent, the picks they've spent, they've been desperately trying to find this guy, and. Man, I wonder how, not desperate, but how much they'd really want to do this.
Parsons.
If the Cowboys somehow let him become available. Parsons, by the way, you prepare yourself. The money that's starting to get thrown around now to the premier non-quarterback positions.
You're looking at 40.
I think $40 million a year for his next contract.
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy at all.
And here's the thing, though. He's 25 years old. This is his age 25 season. He's got one more year. He's got his fifth year option next year, correct?
Yes, I think that's right, but let me just double check real quick.
He won't be a free agent until 2027.
I believe this is his fourth year.
So you've got next year, 2025.
Yep.
Fifth year option year, and then a tag year. He would get tagged. He might get tagged twice.
And Dallas has done that with Dak. He'll
tag him next year. Yeah. So that means by 2027, he's available. And at that point, he's in his age 27 season. 28 season. He's in his age 27
Remember, though,
season.
The Bills gave a $100 million contract to a 33-year-old.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So age wouldn't get in the way for them.
And I wonder,
at that point, we're talking about it so far in the future. It's like I don't want to care about it.
I wonder if, you know, your Parsons camp, if you say... He'll have a lot. I think Parsons might have the most leverage of any defensive player that's going to be able to negotiate a contract. He might say, if we can't get this locked up by the time next year starts, trade me. Get what you can for me. Trade me. We're not. I won't play under attack. And you'll waste your time.
So right now, maybe we were a little early on on $40 million? Maybe by the time he would sign in a couple years, he would. The highest paid? No, maybe not. The highest, there's one guy that's above $30 million right now.
Or is it TJ Watt?
Nick Bosa.
Oh, that's right.
$34 million per year.
Yep. No, oh, it'll be 40.
Next is Joshua Hines Allen. Remember, Josh Allen threw the Hines in there. $28 million. Brian Burns, $28 million. TJ Watt, $28 million. Miles Garrett, $25 million. Those are the top
Miles
guys.
Garrett's on a discount right now.
Yep. Yeah, Parsons getting closer to 40.
Parsons will break that 40 mark.
Isn't he different than all those guys, too, in that he, what Dallas does with him especially?
Yeah.
I don't know how the Bills would ever use him if this dream ever became about, that he gets used in, like, every different spot.
How badly does Dan Campbell want to get his hands on Micah Parsons in Washington?
Dan Campbell would probably love
it.
Who are you thinking?
Who's Washington's coach? Was their defensive coordinator?
Oh, Dan Quinn?
Dan Quinn. I apologize. Yes, Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn wants to get his hands on him.
In the division would be tough.
Yeah.
But Lamb, right. though, what's Lamb? Is Lamb final year? Is he already fifth-year option? I got to look. He is he's one of the five best receivers in football now. Like, he's finally ascended to that.
Yes.
He is in the fifth-year option.
Okay.
So we're talking about a quicker timeline for him. But he's also the receiver, and if you are intent on keeping the quarterback around, which one are you going to pick? I mean, you're going to take away his number one receiver? Really, I kind of can't believe he makes that comment because it's so early in the process. Why? What do you have to lose for talking about, like, oh, these guys are going to be Cowboys for life? No one's going to hold you to that if you don't keep one in 3 years. So that's why it's weird to me that he's already, the Cowboys are already talking like this. Lamb, though, man, they are not set up to lose him. Do you know who their number two receiver is right now? It's Brandon Cooks at like, he feels like he's 36. I think he's only like 31. I guess Diggs, everyone thinks Diggs is going there next year, right? I mean, I guess that would be a move they could make. But I think Lamb might be more reasonable, and that's the position, right? That's the position. It would have to go.
How is this? This can't be right.
What?
I'm looking at Dallas's salary cap in 2025. It says they've got $64 million in cap space.
They're keeping these guys. What are they going to do?
They have all of 21 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1. They've got all of $28 million in guaranteed salary as a team in 2025. Here's the thing. Okay, so this year, right now, they have $12 million in cap space. They've got, oh my gosh, Dak at $55 million, DeMarcus Lawrence at $20 million, CeeDee Lamb counts for $17 million, Zach Martin $15 million. In 2025, they do have Dak under contract in 2025, it looks like, right? Yes. So his cap number is $40 million, which is nothing. No guaranteed salary. And they've got...
That's a void year. They have to pay him. He's UFA. That's how it works.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So he'll be a free agent.
Four guys on void years: DeMarcus Lawrence, Zach Martin, Dak Prescott, and Brandon Cooks, all on void years.
So right now, Dak Prescott is not under contract for next season. He would be a free agent next March. So they have to do something there. They have to do something there.
And he's going to get $60 million.
Are we sure
he's making more than Trevor Lawrence? Let's put it that way.
Do we think any of it is dependent on what kind of season they have?
No.
Because they're kind of like the Leafs for me for this. They have been
good
every regular season for really as long as Dak Prescott has been there. And there's a little bit of how many times are we going to let this group go at it in the playoffs and not get it done? You know, I tend to think that's usually a dumb way of thinking. Look how good this team was. Point differential, one of the best teams in the league last year. DVOA, they were number one. Like, this was a great football team last year. But then they got to the playoffs and they got smacked at home. They got smacked by the Packers. And if you come back again next year, and you might be great again, but then you get to the postseason where the games matter most, and you're the Dallas Cowboys with Jerry Jones, and you get smacked again, then like someone's falling on the sword. I tend to think the coach would have to be the number one there, and you wouldn't extend that to the quarterback also. But they could. They could say, hey, you know what, Dak? We gave you how many years? 2016 was his first year. Dak, we gave you 8 years to do this, and you didn't do it. So we're doing something else. Like, you're good. We think you're a great quarterback, but we gave you a decade. That's enough. Enough's enough. I think a Jerry Jones run organization too could also get there, but it would probably have to come with another really embarrassing playoff failure.
Let me ask you this: he's not going to get tagged. So if he's not signed by the end of this year,
why would you assume he?
They're not
going
to tag him again
because they already tagged him once.
Yeah, they're not going to tag him again.
I just made the case for maybe they'd say like we gave you a shot. I don't know.
They don't.
Anything's on the table.
All right, let's assume they don't tag him. He becomes a UFA next year.
Oh, 60 mil for sure then.
60 million.
If he hits the open market, it's definitely
he would be the best quarterback to hit the open market since Brady?
Brady.
What, did he even really hit the open market? Not really,
right? No, he took meetings, right? He said on that HBO...
He took meetings before he was allowed to take meetings.
Well, he did that with the Dolphins. That's why they lost the first. Brady cheating again, by the way, involved in the cheating scandal. Brady said in the shop on HBO a couple years ago, remember this clip went viral, that he wanted to meet with somebody, and the team said, no, we'd rather stick with our quarterback.
San Fran?
And he said, you're really going to stick with that bleeping guy?
San Fran?
I think we found out that ended up being Derek Carr.
Yes.
It was the Raiders.
Yes.
Brady is right though,
but let me ask you this.
That's the last. Like,
Isn't that where he goes?
Who?
If Dak becomes a free agent, he goes right to the Raiders.
Okay, I could see it. How many? While we're on this, I kind of like this exercise. How many different starting quarterbacks will there be in 2025? Which teams will be? Is this the final year that they're on their guy?
I think one way or another, it's probably, well...
Evan, throw some NFL music up real quick. We can do this lightning round. Quarterbacks that are going to be onto a different quarterback 1 year from today. Ready? So you can quick yeses and nos, and then if we are close on it, we could debate it. Bills, no. Dolphins. Are they onto a different quarterback 1 year from today?
No.
Patriots?
No.
Jets?
No.
Rodgers again? I think that one I would say yes to. They're going to eat each other alive.
He's
going to
be there next year.
All right.
Yeah. No.
Ravens.
No. No.
Bengals.
No.
Browns. The only thing there is the contract locks them in.
No.
Steelers.
Yes.
That'll be interesting, right?
Dak.
They're going to win 8 games again. They're not going to be able to draft one.
Right.
Dak in Pittsburgh. Texans, no.
Nope.
Colts, no.
Nope.
Jaguars, no.
Nope.
Titans.
No.
You're a Will Levis guy? I hope he's good. He's a crazy pro. I don't want him to be too good, though.
I hope he's good, too, because I got him in Scott Fishbowl. I could really use him.
Denver. Nope. Rookie.
Nope.
Chiefs.
Nope.
Raiders.
Nope. Yes.
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 Chargers.
Nope.
Harbaugh's a crazy person, too. Just saying. Cowboys.
Yes.
We're saying yes?
Yes.
All right. Giants. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. But
Philly, no.
Write it in freaking ink.
Yeah.
The Giants will be on a new
Philly,
quarterback.
No. Washington,
Philly, no.
No.
Washington, no. Chicago, no.
Nope.
Lions, no.
Nope.
Packers, no.
Nope.
Although Love's a free agent. They'll get that done.
They'll get that done.
How much would he make on the open market?
60.
70.
He would be coveted.
Vikings, no. Rookie. Atlanta, I mean, it's one of the two.
So, no, because they exist on the roster. Both quarterbacks exist.
Cousins or it's Penix.
Yep.
Panthers. That could be 2 years and done, right?
Absolutely.
If it's really bad again?
If it's what it was last year, yes, but mark it.
All right. Saints.
Yes.
How is it not? Is that the least interesting team in the league?
Super.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a comment about, was it another player from another team talking about the Saints and how nobody there in that locker room actually believes they're a Super Bowl contender? Nobody believes they're contending.
They're smart people. That's the dullest team in the league right
now. And they're the franchise in arguably the worst position salary cap-wise for the next 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, they're finally paying for it.
Oh, they are paying the troll.
All right, so new quarterback next year for them?
Yep.
Bucks?
No.
I agree. Cardinals? No.
Nope.
Rams? He's getting a little older. There's some contract stuff with him. Stafford wants more money, much more guaranteed money. But they haven't done it.
Say yes.
They'll be on to a new one?
Yes.
I think I'd bet against that. It's not impossible, though. Niners? No.
No.
And Seahawks? Yes.
Yes.
I think we named like 7 teams.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys were one of them. At least for you. Actually, I have a bet on the bet board. Oh, 2026 we get. Dak Prescott over under 3.5 years with Dallas. And that bet is from a couple years ago. So week one, 2026. I said over, Sal said under. So I bet Sal a couple years ago that he would be their quarterback going into 2026.
So you're about to lose two bets.
Right now, I don't like my odds.
Yeah, you're about to lose the other bet that we bet on Thursday, too.
Because that's not just for next year. Sal gets two more years for him to be gone.
I'm lucky we locked that bet in before Stephen Jones went on and said it would take Houdini to get this done.
The cash out option for me right now is below $20.
Yes.
We'll come back and wrap things up. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary. Sal's coming up with the Extra Point Show here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Extendo Sports. Olympics begin on Friday. What event are you the most excited for?
Am I most excited for, or am I going to watch the most?
Watch the most. Although you also have this year Gold Zone, hosted by Scott Hansen, which will be Red Zone Olympics, basically.
I'll definitely peep that.
I think I'm going to end up watching that a lot.
I'm going to watch golf. Definitely going to watch golf. I'm going to watch basketball.
This dude is so golfed upset. I am. More golf.
Going to watch golf. Going to watch
They do need a team.
Basketball.
They need a team element in the golf. Yep. Like, the individual gold medal will be cool, but... Yeah, I am more into the basketball this year than I ever have.
Men's and women's, I'll watch both.
The men's tournament is so much more competitive than it ever has been. You've got some of those European teams, like Jokic is on Serbia, Giannis is on Greece. Like, you've got superstar
Slovenia.
Luka's got Slovenia.
I think Slovenia's not in the tournament. They got eliminated by Greece.
And then you have Canada, who has a whole roster of NBA players, and they've got superstars. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just kind of showed up as a superstar last year, second MVP voting. Jamal Murray from the Nuggets. I don't think they're getting Andrew Wiggins. There's an injury there. But there's other guys.
Golden State didn't want him to play.
That's right, because there's a conspiracy theory that Steve Kerr and Steph, who are leading Team USA, like, Steve Kerr told Wiggins, we don't want you playing the Olympics. You know, sure, for the team first. But.
Team first, baby. Team first.
Yeah, I'm up for that. But, you know, I like the events. The beach volleyball is always fun.
Don't forget about swimming.
Swimming, of course. Swimming is where you'll get your star athlete.
Yep.
But all the volleyballs. Now that I'm playing volleyball once a week, even just recreationally, very into all the volleyball tournaments. All right. That's it for us. Stay tuned. Extra Point Show is on the way next. One more show until training camp. And then we could start yelling about Keon Coleman either doing something great at practice or doing something poor at practice. We all will go nuts. Hey, we just need helmets. Something on the field.
Yeah,
do you know how many times we've talked about Keon Coleman since the last time he's played football?
A few times.
I had to watch Bills highlights over the weekend just because I forgot what football looked like.
Wednesday 9:45.
Allen had some highlights,
baby,
by the way, last year.
Yeah.
Wednesday, even in a year where you thought it was a down year. 9:45 Wednesday. All right. Stay tuned. Extra Point Show with Sal is on the way next. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Extendo Sports. Olympics begin on Friday. What event are you the most excited for?
Am I most excited for, or am I going to watch the most?
Watch the most. Although you also have this year Gold Zone, hosted by Scott Hansen, which will be Red Zone Olympics, basically.
I'll definitely peep that.
I think I'm going to end up watching that a lot.
I'm going to watch golf. Definitely going to watch golf. I'm going to watch basketball.
This dude is so golfed upset.
I am.
More golf.
Going to watch golf. Going to watch...
They do need a team.
Basketball.
They need a team element in the golf. Yep. Like, the individual gold medal will be cool, but... Yeah. I am more into the basketball this year than I ever have.
Men's and women's. I'll watch both.
The men's tournament is so much more competitive than it ever has been.
Ever has been.
You've got some of those European teams, like Jokic is on Serbia, Giannis is on Greece. Like, you've got superstar.
Slovenia.
Luka's got on Slovenia.
I think Slovenia's not in the tournament. They got eliminated by Greece.
And then you have Canada, who has a whole roster of NBA players, and they've got superstars. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just kind of showed up as a superstar last year, second MVP voting. Jamal Murray from the Nuggets. I don't think they're getting Andrew Wiggins. There's an injury there. But there's other guys.
Golden State didn't want him to play.
That's right, because there's a conspiracy theory that Steve Kerr and Steph, who are leading Team USA, like, Steve Kerr told Wiggins, we don't want you playing the Olympics. You know, sure, for the team first. But.
Team first, baby. Team first.
Yeah, I'm up for that. But, you know, I like the events. The beach volleyball is always fun.
Don't all forget the volleyball. About swimming.
Swimming, of course. Swimming is where you'll get your star athlete.
Yep.
But the all the volleyballs. Now that I'm playing volleyball once a week, even just recreationally, very into all the volleyball tournaments. All right. That's it for us. Stay tuned. Extra Point Show is on the way next. One more show until training camp. And then we could start yelling about Keon Coleman either doing something great at practice or doing something poor at practice. We all will go nuts. Hey, we just need helmets. Something on the field.
Yeah, do you know
how many times we've talked about Keon Coleman since the last time he's played football?
A few times.
I had to watch Bills highlights over the weekend just because I forgot what football looked like.
Wednesday 9:45.
Allen had some highlights,
baby,
by the way, last year.
Yeah.
Wednesday, even in a year where you thought it was a down year. 9:45 Wednesday. All right. Stay tuned. Extra Point Show with Sal is on the way next. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.